Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh yeah, they've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variants, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Polin.
Uh-huh.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the low tide of summer sports talk radio. Oh, it's time for your lists of things that make no sense, as well as what is your favorite baseball movie. All-Star Break 2025, Boo Ben Canop Day on Thursday, and the Home Run Derby tonight, Andy, once again with Carl Ravitch. No Chris Berman, who did say in May with PFT and Big Cat on Barstool, he'd return if they would have him to the Home Run Derby. How about them apples, huh?
Well, I mean, they just signed him to an extension, so he can make
I
it.
I saw that. And
50 years? What are they going to have him do? What else?
I don't know. He was on Pardon My Take, and he talked about his new contract, which extends him through 2029, making the first employee to celebrate a 50th anniversary with the worldwide leader in sports. If he makes it, by the way.
Yeah.
2029 would be 50 years on the nose, right? 1979 to 2029?
Yeah. September 7th, 79, they launched. Yep.
I mean, like, I wonder, they've got to be tolling him at a fraction of what his peak number was, right?
I suppose, but, you know, if you're going to give Stephen A. 20, what are you going to, you're going to give him 20,000? You're going to give him something, right?
It's no.
Gonna be millions.
What do you think Berman was making at his peak?
Five, six.
Right. Which was a lot before TV money for ESPN exploded in a Stupidville, right?
Right.
The Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless realm. So let's say he's making only a million to do a handful of things. He does that, the similar wrap-up show on Sunday Night Football with Tom Jackson, but it's only on ESPN Plus, I believe.
Right. I mean, his presence hasn't been much on the network in 8, 9 years, maybe 10.
Right, but he's still on the payroll. Linda Cohn still on the payroll.
Yeah, but they yanked her studio stuff from L.A. She's, I think, going to have to go back to Bristol. she's chasing her down New York.
Yes, she's going back to Bristol. Come on, Linda. You haven't made enough money that you can't just say, I'm going to retire. I don't need to spend winters in Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah, well, she's about my age, but every time you bring that up, she gets huffy about it.
So, oh, really? You know, 67, yeah.
She's not 67. I think she's a year younger, but she's within a year of me. Okay. So,
You know what? She looks great for a woman of that age. It's tougher for women. Aging is not fair to women, to be sure. So anyway, here we are. Welcome to the slowest day of the week, slowest week of the year, but we do have Andy. The British Open, now known as the Open Championship, from Ireland, Royal Portrush, an iconic Lynx course. Huh? I interest you, Andy?
Well, is that the one where Tiger never hit a bunker all week, or is that another one?
No, not the same course, not the same country.
That was close. Right? British Open?
That was at Hoylake that he did that.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's all right. Well, I mean, you'll watch a little bit of it, right? Because it's on in the morning, which is nice.
I watch majors. I watch, not continuously, but I watch coverage of all four majors for sure.
Yeah. So we missed last week talking about the learners firing Rizzo and Davey Martinez in one fell swoop. Tonight was the MLB entry draft, the college entry draft, where the Nationals had the number one overall pick. And people were saying, I can't believe you're firing your GM, who everyone recognized was a really good GM, a week before the draft in which you are number one, number one. I thought that was a bit overblown because I think they knew who they were going to take. Yeah. But what do you make of the firing?
Well, I mean, they both apparently had windows in their contracts where their options had to be picked up for next year. The positive I see on this is it could be a sign that they're going to sell the team and they want to clear the decks. And I think everybody's had enough of the learner ownership. And the player they took at number one, Eli Willett, is not a Boris client.
Oh.
So it's possible there. I mean, he may turn out to be a great player. He's only 17. But it could be they're, looking to go on the cheap on a lot of stuff because that's what you do when you get ready to sell, right?
Well, right. The learner's ownership of this team is fascinating to me.
Yes.
Because it's not easily contained into a simple narrative. On the one hand, up until still now, they do not employ nearly as many front office numbers guys as most baseball teams do. They have not embraced analytics, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they do some, but not as much as other teams.
Okay. They also got hoodwinked into Jim Bowden Jim Bowden early on as a GM, and he was a complete grifter and a total clown just one click north of Vinny Serrato.
Well, you heard the Tom Lavero story of how he landed. Well, he kept that job because remember, when the team came to Washington, they were owned by Major League Baseball.
Right.
They come from Montreal and they were up for sale. And Bowden was the GM. And it was presumed that when there was a new owner, he would be fired. But Mark Lerner and his dad visited spring training the year they bought the team, which was 2006. And apparently Bowden sensed that was going to be the likely owners.
Right.
So he started romancing Mark Lerner with like t-shirts and hats and sweatshirts. Hey, you want some of these? Oh, can I have them? Really?
T-shirts and hats?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's what Tom said. Now, Stan Kasten, that was part of the deal, too, that Major League Baseball wanted to have somebody who had run a team before. And Stan had run the Braves and also the Hawks and a number of other things for Ted Turner. So, it was thought, well, yeah, here's a baseball guy. He'll know who to hire as a general manager.
Right.
But he got stuck with Bowden for a couple of years, three or four years.
So that, early on, they were notoriously cheap. Everyone in baseball said they were not spending on this, that, or the other. They were late in paying some of their bills to people and whatnot. But then there was a splurge where Papa Lerner spent and spent and spent. Spent on Jason Worth. Spent on Max Scherzer. Still paying for him, oh, by the way. Turned out to be a great thing. And then the one that really sent the franchise into a tailspin was paying for Strasburg, just a couple months after Strasburg won them the World Series with three of the most epic starts in the best of seven World Series win against the Astros, where neither team won a home game, which made it awful to watch on TV because, like, there was no excitement. The home team lost all seven games, which really is not fun to watch for a casual fan. But everyone knew that he had already blown out his elbow once, that it was a huge risk with his style of pitching and the innings he already had logged to pay him again. And apparently Papa Lerner, almost on his deathbed, said, give him the money, and overruled Rizzo in doing so. And they are still paying for Strasburg.
Well, according to again, Lavero's really connected on this. So the Strasburg deal was done without Rizzo's knowledge, without his input.
Yeah.
And so there was that.
7 years, $245 million. He ended up pitching only 31 and a third innings after signing the deal, before he had a bunch of injuries, including thoracic outlet syndrome, which sounds awful.
Right.
So they spent for guys. They were shrewd, and maybe this was Rizzo's doing, or maybe it was the Lerners being cheap, and the cheapness helped them out. They did not pay for Harper when everyone thought they would have just kept him. They let him walk. They didn't pay for Rendon, which helped him because they let him walk. And then they let Rizzo trade Soto. they let Rizzo trade Soto, and that trade has been a bonanza because of the young talent they got back.
Yeah, well, Rendon made it pretty clear he didn't want to stay in Washington no matter what. So I don't know how much of a stroke of brilliance that was.
But he got paid a ton of money by the Angels and has stunk ever since.
Yeah, he's been hurt and doesn't care about baseball. I kind of knew that. And also, the deal on Harper was that Soto had emerged so that they could get the left-handed pitcher who had one good year. Why is his name escaping me? But that's the pitcher that they got helped them win the World Series.
Right.
So that, you know, that was turned out to be pretty smart.
So it's a weird thing. And, you know, the Lerners being really embedded in the DC area, having done, you know, shopping malls and other real estate deals all throughout the DMV, with generations beneath Papa Lerner, who's passed, Mark has survived cancer. You would think this would want to be a family heirloom, and yet they want to sell. They put it on the market. It didn't sell. They took it off the market. It's a bizarre ownership to me in the history of sports teams in DC.
Apparently this was Ted's baby. Ted passed the team on to Mark, who's the managing partner. But the story is that the sisters and their husbands want to sell. And there's like a lot of input on this team ownership, including with like grandsons. So it's no way to run a show. Why do they want to sell? Well,
kids, like, this was the case, I guess, with the Rooney family at Pittsburgh. They're like, they want to get out of owning the Steelers. I'm like, why?
Well, that's a little different. This is a family that made its money in real estate.
Right.
Sports ownership is kind of new to them. They achieved the ultimate. And I think they're looking. But also.
So, own a team. I mean, Jesus.
If you're going to own a team, though, you should operate it the right way. They're operating like the Pittsburgh Pirates now.
There are families that own a string of Dairy Queens that wouldn't give up a single location without a fight, much less a Major League Baseball team. I don't get why MLB teams are so, other than the crown jewels, I don't get why they're so, you can have it.
Well,
football
I mean,
is different. Football.
It is going to be billions of dollars, you know.
And then what are you going to do with your billions?
Well, they're in the real estate business. Now, the commercial real estate business is apparently in the toilet now.
Yes. And will be for the foreseeable future as we continue on our work from home and, you know, new 21st century world that's being built.
Right.
I just don't get it. Like, doesn't anyone like owning a team, for God's sakes?
Well, I certainly would, but you know that's not, you know, not for everybody. I also would like to have billions of dollars. Oh, well, you know, it's okay. Either way, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we'll see what happens. Home Run Derby, All Star Game, Monday, Tuesday, and away we go. The big All Star news was that over the weekend, Brewers rookie Jacob Mizrowski, with only five starts to his name, was added to the NL roster. he was a little bit like, hey, I don't know if I deserve this. Most people went along with it. I don't feel great about it because as good as he is, as phenomenal as his first five starts are, that doesn't seem right to me. Does it seem right to you?
Yes, yes.
It does? Because this is an entertainment product, and why not?
Check out how many starts. I don't know if you can look this up right now. How many starts Mark the Bird Fidrich had when he started for the All-Star team in 1976 in the American League All-Star game, which was played in Philadelphia that year for the 200th birthday of the country.
Okay.
And I bet you it was less than 10.
Okay. All right. I'm looking it up right now. But, yeah, I think it's just weird. Like, you do want the All-Star game to be somewhat of a meritocracy, we're rewarding guys who may not be national household names with the honor of being in the All-Star game. But let's not forget, this is all based on the first half numbers of one season. Whatever you do from July to the end of September, the previous year gets forgotten about. You know, that doesn't carry over. It's a one half of 1 year honor.
I know, but it's not really a real game. They mic up the pitcher while he's pitching. They're going to use some rules that aren't being used, like challenging, you know, the challenge system that they had in spring training. So I don't really get all worked up. Oh, you left off Joe Spendrick from the Cubs, who's hitting, you know, 320. Get him next year if he's any good. I want to see stars.
Are you asking about the 76 season on Mark Fidrich?
Yeah.
Prior to Worcester, Mass.
Yes, was a sensation.
Yes, died unfortunately at 54 years old.
Terrible way to die.
He died in a farm accident, right?
Do you know what was happening? Did you hear this story? This was crazy.
No.
Yeah, he had flamed out as a pitcher. Turned out he had a torn rotator cuff, which wasn't discovered until years and years later. Had he had it discovered right away, he got hurt his second year. He would probably would have gone.
Hold on a second. A hidden torn rotator cuff. The most important body part for a pitcher other than your Tommy John ligament, your ulnar collateral ligament. And they're like, yeah, your arm sore is, huh? Your shoulder hurts. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, until they had arthroscopic surgery well into the 80s, they didn't have any way to find it out. And that's what they found out once they did it.
They don't have x-rays to see a torn rotator cuff?
Could not determine it.
And wow,
I read the Lee Montvale bio on Bird. It's an excellent book, by the way. Okay. But the point being is that he flamed out in baseball so early because of the rotator cuff. He never made a ton of money. And he just basically became like a farm guy and drove a truck. And when he was 54, he was working on the truck underneath, making his own repair, and his shirt got caught up in the crankshaft, and he choked to death.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad way to die.
That's not good right there. So 1976 season, this would be his rookie season?
Correct.
He made starts on April 20th, May 5th, May 15th, 25th, 31st. He made a good handful of starts, I guess. Leading up to July of that year. He had 11 starts going into the month of July.
Okay. Okay. So maybe he had 12 going into the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, right. And his first game was on national TV when a national TV baseball game mattered, like Monday Night Baseball.
Monday Night Baseball. Can you, everybody hop up on Uncle Andy's knee for a second. He's going to tell you about Monday Night Baseball. It was like Monday Night Football, only it was baseball. That's what ABC and Rune Arledge had hoped to capture, the same sort of vibe of, hey, everybody, come gather around once a week. Let's watch a baseball game. Yeah. But they quickly found out that even in the 1970s, baseball wasn't quite the same as football now, was it?
No, but it did pretty well. And the All-Star game was drawing a decent number. But the impetus for that was that prior to that, all you had was the game of the week, 2 o'clock on Saturday, NBC. And that was it. And maybe your local team, the New York teams, and I think the Chicago teams televised most of their games, maybe in the LA. But if you lived in in Washington, we had like 20 Senators games on TV all year. That was it.
Yeah.
And you had the game of the week, Joe Garagiola and Kurt Gowdy and, you know, those guys. And then they added Monday Night Baseball. Al Michaels did that. And Earl Weaver, Jim Palmer, they had Bob Uecker was on it. You know, that was like, you had two games a week. Oh, my God, two games a week.
Right.
Now you got them, you know, 24 hours a day, pretty much.
NBC launched Monday Night Baseball in 1966. They ran it for 9 years before turning it over to ABC. ABC ran it from 76 to 88. And then it went dormant for 4 years. ESPN picked it up in 1992 and ran it all the way to 2021. Now, earlier this year, ESPN said, "We're breaking up with you, MLB." And now they're actually texting each other again, flirting and sending each other sexy pictures. Maybe they're going to get back together, Andy, baseball and ESPN.
Could be. I mean, the thing you also hear is that baseball is going to create its own network and do it, you know, just kind of like football and have regional games on the MLB network.
Don't they already have MLB network as their
they do,
network?
But all these regional cable systems are checking out, and Masson's about to go out because the Nats will be out at the end of the year and the Orioles, I don't think, will sustain it by themselves.
So Masson's going to lose the Nats at the end of this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was never a good deal for them anyway.
No, it wasn't. So, yeah, and then it'll be on, like, you know, FanDuel or DraftKings, and then you're going to have to pay $20 a month. Like, for those people in Milwaukee that want to watch the Bucks and the Brewers, they have to pay $20 a month for FanDuel. That's a heavy ticket right there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's my son lives in Seattle. He's got cable, but he didn't even add the Mariners because it was just – too much money. He wasn't going to watch that many games.
Wow. Okay. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Let's pivot, shall we? To the Washington Commanders,
yes.
Who this week, Andy, unveiled a new logo, but a new uniform scheme, which will be part of their throwbacks this year. And, oh, look, I'm squinting. That looks just like the Joe Gibbs Super Bowl era uniforms with the big wide stripe pants and the old brick-colored red, which really wasn't technically burgundy. And the numbers that look the same and the same font. Wow, that looks really good. Oh, the helmet. Yeah, the fucking helmet. Stupid taco holder still on the helmet. And you like that. That's a good look. And you said essentially on Twitter something to the effect of, yeah, this is good. This is about as good as it's going to get. Right?
I said, other than the helmet logo, right. This should satisfy the change the name back crowd. It's not getting changed back. It's okay. Not happening.
Okay. Right. You could not be more wrong about it satisfying anyone. You know that, right?
Well, I know there's a segment that will never be satisfied until the name is the Redskins again.
Have you met anyone that said, you know what? I was super pissed about the name and the logo, but these new uniforms without the name or the logo, I'm now satisfied. I defy you to show me one person that this half concession has actually flipped. I believe the divide and the two camps are still as separated as they ever have been.
Well, that's not what the polling is showing in the Washington Post.
Oh, really? The polling.
Okay. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. That's what their polling is showing. And it's no surprise for a team that went to the NFC Championship game named Commanders.
Well, here's the thing. There's one guy that was engaging me and you on Twitter because I happened to clap you a bit with I clapped you on Twitter saying, yeah, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you enjoy the play? Because you can't just say, Andy, well, other than the logo and the name, this is good enough. This is good enough, Andy, once again, rearing his good enough ugly head. Like, it's so not good enough for many of us.
Well, first of all, I was in support of changing the name long before they did. So we're on opposite sides of the fence.
That's well established.
So that's fine. And your way would have stood had the owner not been such an imbecile as to try and stiff his minority partners out of money. So the late Fred Smith, in a smart move, said, okay, you want to play that way, Skippy?
Yep.
You don't change the name. We're dropping our sponsorship. Yep. And so is Pepsi and Nike.
Yep. No, Fred Smith squeezed Danny by the nuts and made him cry uncle. And I don't blame him, but it still is very, very traumatic for those of us that love that name, love that logo, love the whole thing, that just sit there and think, why did this have to happen? Why did this guy, in addition to being the worst owner ever for 20-plus years, also kill the name and the logo, you asshole?
Well, that's in line with many other things that he did, including leaking sewage on fans in the club seats and
selling stale peanuts.
Yeah, all those things. Yeah.
And so he was an idiot
and he was a bad guy. And,
he was a bad guy.
And he walked away with $6 billion. So what are you going to do?
Well, the one guy that was saying about the name, I'm over it, he quickly pivoted to saying, last season was so fun. I was so engaged more than ever before that I never thought about the name once. And I thought to myself, you poor fella, you don't get it, do you? How long have you been a sports fan? Don't you understand? Seasons come and seasons go. And the luck turns hot and the luck turns cold. The only thing you're left with is your team's name and logo at the end of the day. So it's such folly for any Commander fan or Redskin fan to say, well, I'm over it because Jaden Daniels awesome and we had a great year last year. Do you know how fickle this stuff is, people? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, if the Cleveland Guardians win the World Series, should they throw it back like a ball in the stands at Wrigley?
Objection, Your Honor, not the question I asked, nor you're strawmanning right now. You're putting up a straw man to knock it over. That's not my point.
I'm making a comparison to another team that changed its name.
Okay, guess what? Indian fans who are still not over it, Andy Pollin, send your email now and I'll forward it to him. That said, a lot of good support of you. This one from Gavin Malloy, never divorce Andy Zabe. You guys together are golden. Andy on Pete Maravich lore is simply priceless.
I have a book on him too, if you'd like to read it. Of course, if I loan it to you, it won't see the light of day, but I have it in my bookshelf.
Kevin says, my preference is they keep their commie gear and stay far away from all things Redskins as long as they are not Redskins. And my God, you need to eviscerate Andy for his take on the situation. Oh, the humanity with that tweet. Kit in Atlanta says, Charge is my favorite free guest, but Andy is a close second. I love you boys on Fridays as well. Thank you, Kit. I appreciate that.
Well, so I'm happy that I'm providing the people with my content for free.
I know. So in slavery news, Andy, the old slavery ways in college sports are not going quietly. You've heard what's happening here with this clearinghouse, this NIL go and the clearinghouse situation in college, right?
I have not read up on it, so give me the cliff notes.
And I don't mean to be too harsh calling it slavery, but that's what you think the old system was.
It was closer to slavery, and now it's insanity. But it needed to be somewhere in the middle.
Okay, so this new clearinghouse basically was supposed to evaluate any NIL deals to see if they're legit, right? Is it really name, image, likeness? Is it a legitimate contract that's within the boundaries of fair compensation? And that was going to be the extra money on top of the $20 million that was guaranteed as part of the house settlement to be paid to the student-athletes for various sports, depending on how each school wants to carve up the $20 million pie, all right?
Yep.
So the nil money is the stuff on top. And they said, well, we're going to have a clearinghouse to make sure you're not just laundering money through the NIL portal and the NIL Go to pay your guys even more, because next thing you know, if Ohio State's football budget was $25 million last year, Alabama's football budget is going to be $40 million, and it's going to be an arms race, and it's going to be crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to check every deal to make sure it's legit. Guess what? 90% of the deals are getting rejected by the clearinghouse, because what they've said is, hey, you can't have the collective pay athlete X to represent the collective and get paid, because the collective doesn't sell any products. It doesn't have a business. It sells no services to the public. The collective is just a pot of money to pay the players.
Yeah. Well, do you think this is going to get enforced?
Well,
no.
Here's what's already happened. The agents, by the way, sorry that you're sick. I thank you for gutting it through here. Still, Mr. No Sick Days Ever, basically. You have to kill Andy almost to keep him out.
I made it through my show Friday. I'll be on work on Monday.
I love it. I know. And I'm running you for 30 minutes tonight. I'm sorry about that.
So what's
already happening is they're threatening lawsuits. By they, I mean the agents for the players, saying, this is bullshit. They're trying to kill the NIL portal or the NIL clearinghouse by just saying no to everything. They say they're rubber stamping no to everything, and that this is an end run around having this agreement in place the way that we argued as lawyers for months and months and years and years. So there's going to be more lawyers on this because they think that the NCAA and the schools are just like, well, watch this. You think you've got a clearinghouse to approve nil deals? We're just going to say no to all of them. No.
Yeah. It's not going to be enforceable. This is the wild, wild west. This is like, I'm going to make an Office reference when I didn't watch the show, but I know the fat guy dumped the big pot of chili on the floor.
Yes.
That's what's happened here. And now they're trying to get it back into the pot. It's not going to happen.
Kevin Malone is the guy, the character, Kevin Malone, played by the great Brian Baumgart.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why he should have been bringing in a humongous pot of chili, a pot of chili that would have been large enough to feed the 10th Mountain Division, right?
Right.
But he's bringing it in. It's a cold open, as they say in the game, and then he just drops the whole thing right on the carpet, right by reception, and it is one of the legendary scenes in that entire series. By the way, Andy, I can't believe I haven't watched it. You should take some time to watch The Office start to finish. Yeah.
I know. A lot of people I know like it. Maybe
you would like it. Your sense of humor is such, you would like it. You would enjoy it.
I'll probably eventually get to it.
All right. And then one more thing on our way out the door here, because I threw a bunch of stuff at you. So you saw this Bill Ackman story about how Bill Ackman, billionaire, used to be on the board at Harvard. He is a tennis player, and I think he's in his 50s, and he played in an ATP professionally sanctioned tournament in doubles because he is friends with former and sort of retired ATP player Jack Sock. By the way, that's the greatest name ever, isn't it?
Yes.
For a tennis player, Jack Sock.
Yes, those of us who grew up as adolescents, yes, I would say so.
So he befriends this guy, Jack Sock, and who knows what kind of money he gave him to pay for a new roof or a new yacht or a new dock out there, you know, in the Hamptons or up there in Newport, Rhode Island. But next thing you know, Jack Sock has entered this ATP Pro Tournament, and he's got his partner, billionaire, 57-year-old, casual recreational tennis player, Bill Ackman. And they get roasted. I mean, swept out in 1 hour flat.
Yeah, right. Well,
it reminded me of the times in which other famous people and or guys that shouldn't be in certain events somehow either bought their way or schnored their way. Am I using that word right, Andy? Because I always want to use your Yiddish words right.
Schnoring is pretty close, yes.
Okay.
That would cover it.
Okay. So do you have any that you can think of? Well, off the top of your head?
You mentioned in the tweet, in the text, that Mark Rippon got a sponsor's exemption for the Kemper in 92. I would say this though, Mark Rippon had just been the Super Bowl MVP and he had won once or twice that celebrity tournament in Tahoe. So, I mean, he was awful in the Kemper,
right?
But I don't think anybody was really mad about that. I don't know if this is quite an apt comparison, but there was one game that Ted Turner managed the Braves.
Yes. Yes.
But he owned the team, so I don't know.
What other times in which someone who is an owner coached a team briefly? Can you think of any?
Well, the Chicago Bears were owned, and he played on them and coached them, George Halas.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But that was a little different, too.
In the prehistoric days, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Lerner, we gave him a lot of grief one time on the air because he was seen in the outfield shagging fly balls in warmups for the Nationals during games. And you and I were like,
got hit in the schnoz one time. Yeah,
right. And you and I were like, you know, it doesn't really matter. But then again, it does kind of matter that this should not be a real life fantasy camp for the owners. I remember, I think, you know, Cuban was very much, you know, knee deep in basketball stuff with the Mavericks when he was riding high. I think he would do shoot arounds and stuff like that with the team before games, which again, like they're harmless sort of, but I'm a big bright red line guy when it comes to these kind of things where this is for the athletes, the man in the arena. This is not for us civilians.
Right. I would say that through history, the best owners have been the ones that have hired the best people and have been hands off. But, you know, if you got that kind of money and it's something you want to do, who's going to stop you?
Yeah, I guess so. Andy did say, in response to that person's ranking of him as the number two free guy on this podcast, as a man of the people, I'm proud to be a free guest.
That's right.
Yeah. I should pay you something, though. So, nah, what's your Venmo? Okay. What's your Cash App? Let me throw some money.
I'm good.
In. Come on,
I'm good.
Hey, take my money.
Invite me to your lunch.
Why have I not invited you?
I don't know.
Well, because you're on the air until what time? Noon.
I could get to Tyson's by 11:30.
You're off the air at 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Friendship Heights.
Andy,
not far.
I am very sorry. You belong with me on the Power Lunch at Tyson's. So let's try to make that happen. Can't be this week because you've already been on. But in a future week, we'll have you over. Who do you want to lunch with? Naki? Buckhands?
All those guys are fine. They're my friends.
Okay. Yeah. I'd throw a few other names out there, but then I know you would laugh and you'd be like, no. And then I'd have to edit. Then I'd have to edit them out, and people are going to go, "Oh boy, I wonder which DC media personality that Andy does not want to have lunch with for sure."
And by the way, can I put in a plug for the walk-in clinic?
Yes,
I have uveitis, which is a kind of a throat infection. I walked into one Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Was out the door at 8:45. Had my prescription by 10. And was feeling better in the afternoon. So I really like those.
Yeah, well, it's uveitis. It is a minor infection of the little dangly skin thing in the back of your throat.
Well, you looked that up. I gave you that in advance.
No, I know what a uvula is.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know what it was. And I know I was having trouble swallowing. And within a couple of hours, my problem was taken care of. That's good.
You know, that is good. It's we even though our medical system is fucking a nightmare, it's still the best in the world. It's a nightmare, but it's the best in the world. I will go to my death on that, literally. The greatest thing about the uvula is this, Andy. In cartoons, when a character is extremely scared or startled and yells with his or her mouth wide open, what is the one body part that wiggles and jiggles hysterically at their scream, your uvula?
Right. I used to think it was the tonsils, but
nope.
I guess you can't see the tonsils. No. I still have mine. They were never taken out.
Yeah. Wonder what the uvula does, do you think?
It's supposed to be like the filter for that, but I guess every once in a while that gets clogged.
I mean, I really can't.
I got it on the airplane back from Seattle.
Yeah. It can't block anything. It's too flaccid. It doesn't fill your whole throat or your whole digestive windpipe or whatever.
Yes, it's not Gump Worsley, that's for sure.
You know what, someone who's a doctor or a biology student, let us know what the hell is the uvula for, other than cool cartoon illustrations when somebody goes and your uvula. All right, Andy, thank you, my friend. Rest up, we'll talk next week.
Isaac, take care. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.